Okay, we're starting Mishnayos, which is only Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, from 9:30 to 10, unless we switch the Mishnah Brura and Chavis Halbavos to 8 to 8:30, which a lot of people want. Then maybe we'll switch the Mishnayos to right after Meir. We'll see. After juggle things, we're having September 14th. Elul 14th is starting the Shulchan Aruch Shir. Okay. Arba Rosh Hashanah Heim. So what does that mean? It means that just like there is an idea, like you have the fiscal year starts when? June, July, I don't know, in America. Whenever you want it to start. You have the calendar year, they say, let's say by the Goyim. You have the calendar year, you say, starts January. The school year starts September. The fiscal year starts June. You have different years, and they could have different starts. So in halacha, I'll say also, but halacha came first. In halacha, you have different years. So arba Rosh Hashanah Heim, and for different purposes in halacha and Torah, you have a different cycle of the year. And when we say the word year, okay, I'm... In halacha, astronomy, the teva habriya, the moon only reflects a month. The moon is a month. The moon's movement in the sky, there's no year. There's only a month. 12 months make up a year, but that's just what we call it. In halacha also, we call it a shana. 12 chadashim make up a shana. But there's no phenomena in nature that reflects the year that's made up of 12 lunar months. The Shemesh is the other way around. The Shemesh is a yearly cycle. When the Shemesh, whatever it's called, we'll call it going around there, it doesn't matter. When the sun goes back to its place, so it's a year has gone by, and that's called a solar year. And that's 365 days, we'll say, for convenience sake, we'll call it that. But that's only a year. There's no solar month. And when the Goyim make up months, they call it January, February, March, Lo Mishaneh, but that's just, all they did was they took a year and they divided by 12. So they came up with this thing. So the Levana has really only a month, and for convenience sake, we call 12 of them a year. But there's really no such thing as a year. And by the sun, it's the other way around. There's only a year, and for convenience sake, we call a 12th of it approximately a month. Now in halacha also, sometimes you'll find the words chodshei hachama. You'll find that sometimes, rare, but sometimes you'll find it. And that means this, it means 1/12 of the solar year. So here we're talking about Oshana, we're talking about 12 lunar months. So there's four Rosh Hashanah, because as I said, you could have a calendar year, a school year, a fiscal year. So here there's a year, the Meiser year starts here, the Korban year starts here, as we'll learn in the Mishnah. Be'echad b'nisan Rosh Hashanah l'mlachim. Okay. It's a year one of the king. This is talking about Jewish kings, so it's Echad b'nisan. And they didn't always count from when he became king. First of all, they used to date their shtaros. Year one of King Shlomo, year two of King Shlomo, year three of King Shlomo. We don't do that. We do Lebriya Sa'olam. You look at any shtar nowadays, or get, Chas V'Shalom, and it says Lebriya Sa'olam. We're in a ksuba. We do Lebriya Sa'olam. But they used to do to the king. They used to give kavod to the king that way. So they didn't count what's called miyom liyom from when he became king. And that's like our birthdays. So you say, how old are you? So we count from when we're born, and that becomes the year. And the Rosh Hashanah of our age is the day we're born. That's the Rosh Hashanah. They didn't do like that. They didn't do like that. When if you do like that, that's called, that system is called miyom liyom. L'moshel, if an ayel has to be 2 years old to be a proper ayel, to bring it as a korban and be yotzei an ayel, so the Gemara has to say, oh, it's an ayel when it's 2 years old, miyom liyom. meaning you use mamash the birthday when it's born, and you wait till it's 2 years old. But many things are not like that, as we'll see. Like here, Rosh Hashanah Lablachim, if he became king in Shvat, so that Nisan is called year two of King Shlomo. And if you don't use that system, you could mess up the shtar and make it a puzzle of shtar. So the year of Malachim, of Malchai Yisrael, as the Gemara explains, is the first of Nisan. The Lirigolim, that's a little more, it's not Meduyak, the Mishnah, so to speak, because what Lirigolim means is that there's a Bal Ta'acher year. The year of Bal Ta'acher. You're over the law of Bal Ta'acher if you don't bring your korban when three regolim go by. It's really a very fascinating thing. It's usually, what do I find fascinating? I'll share with you. Usually when you have a lav and an asay, they're mamish in tandem. When you have something about which the Torah wrote an asay and wrote a lav, they usually match up. Here is this is mamish a very interesting exception to the rule. If you say you're going to bring a korban, when one regel goes by and you didn't bring the carbon to the base of Mikdash, you mevatel an asay. Uvasa shama v'havesim shama. The lav of Bal Ta'acher, you're not oive till three regolim go by. And again, that's a rarity that you'll have an asay and a lav that are essentially saying the same thing, but they have different rules. The asay, you're over after a year, one regel goes by. And it's interesting, by the way, some that the Torah made the checkpoint of being over, whether it's the asay or the lav, the Torah made the checkpoint a regel. It's almost as if the Torah has rachmonos on you, and it's saying, you know, I don't expect you to drop everything and drop your whole life and run to the Beis HaMikdash and bring the carbon. You're going anyway for the regel, so make sure you bring your nedava then. So if you don't do it the first regel, you're over the asay. If you don't do it three regolim, you're over the lav of Bal Ta'acher. There's a mandiyam in the Gemara, a Tana, that holds that the three regolim that kick in Bal Ta'acher have to be kisidron. They have to be in order. The order being Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. So if you made a neder before Sukkot, you would not be over Bal Ta'acher till five Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. That's what the Mishnah is saying. That the Rosh Hashanah of the, I'll call it the Bal Ta'acher year. Now, even though the Lashon HaMishnah would have the Rosh Hashanah of the Bal Ta'acher year being the first of Nisan, the Gemara says it's sort of Lav Davka, it's Nisan, but it's the 15th of Nisan, because it's Pesach. Now, really, I'm not 100% sure. I guess you're either the 15th of Nisan, not the 22nd of Nisan. In other words, you don't have to have the whole Yom Tov go by, I guess. I'm not 100% sure. I'm not 100% sure. When are you over the lav? The first day of the Yom Tov or the last day? The Lashon HaGemara is, it's not Echad B'Nissan, but Tezvav B'Nissan. But I'm not 100% sure. It could be it means it's the Yom Tov that starts Tezvav Nisan. But could be you're not over until the 22nd of Nisan. I would have to check that out. I'm not 100% sure. Okay, the Echad B'Elul. That's today. Yesterday, I should say, really. Rosh Hashanah L'Maiser Behema. Maiser Behema is, of course, Maiser Behema. You take off one out of every 10 behemas. And it's a korban, and the name of the korban is Maiser Behema. And the din is, you only, each year, is a separate herd. Each year is a separate herd. So when does the year start? The year starts, the animals that were born from Elul to Elul. So Elul, Rosh Chodesh Elul, is the Rosh Hashanah of the Maiser Behema year. The Maiser Behema year, again, because you can't, you have 15 animals that are born from Elul to Elul, so that's it. You don't combine the remaining five with the five of a different year. Or if you have 20 and 10, you can't take an animal from a different year and be mafresh it for the herd of this year. Each year is a separate unit. And the year is from Elul to Elul. That's what Tanakama holds. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Be'echad B'Tishrei. Okay, this learned out from Psukim. I guess we're not going to have time. I don't know. I don't know what to anticipate. If we're going to do a perek a day, I don't know. That was my idea, to do a perek a day. I'm definitely not going to have time to do the Rav. especially in this first paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, which is packed with information. The Psukim and the Makairos for everything we're learning is in the Rav. Right now we'll do it that way. Bechad de Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim, so that has a lot of meanings. We call it Rosh Hashanah. So one shot in the Gemara is that if you're dating the Shtar again to the kings, but the kings of Umos Ha'olam, so their year starts Aleph Tishrei, not Aleph Nisan. And that's what it means, L'Shanim. There's another interpretation in the Gemara that it means what we call the Yom Adin. It's the Rosh Hashanah of Shanim when Hashem decides. In other words, the judgment year runs from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, and that's what we're really most familiar with the word Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't really appear in the Gemara as reflective of the word Rosh Hashanah. The second Mishnah is going to say, Barba Prakim Ha'olam Nidoin, there's a din. But the word Rosh Hashanah should signify a Yom HaDin, it really doesn't exist, except according to this shot of the Gemara in what Rosh Hashanah L'Shanah means. It means it's the beginning of the judgment year. The L'Shmitin, Nisan, we paskin. Yeah, it does not mean that, yes. That happened much later in history. By then, and the Chanami, they were counting from Tishrei, but that's certainly not what the Mishnah means. We paskin b'nisa nivra ha'olam, really, as you'll see next year when we do Birchas Hachama and Nisa. But the Shemitah, that's when the Shemitah year starts. But the Yovel, that's when the Yovel year starts. The Netiyah, this has to do with Orla. Year 1, year 2, year 3, year 4, year 5. That's what's relevant by a tree. When it's a sapling, when it's before it matures into a tree, the first year or two after you planted it, so Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei, I should say. Aleph Tishrei is when the year kicks in. So if you plant a tree, you need 30 days. If you plant a tree it takes 2 weeks to take root, and then 30 days to count as a year. So if you plant a tree by Tu B'Av, then Aleph Tishrei is year number 2 for Orla. And that's what Linatiyah means. Linatiyah is a young tree, a sapling. Aleph Tishrei starts a new year. So even if you just planted it a month ago, really 6 weeks ago, because you need the 2 and the 4, but if you planted it basically a month ago, we'll call it, and it was 30 days, then now we're in year 2 already. And you've gained, so to speak, a whole year of waiting to be able to eat the fruit. The Lirakos. Lirakos, it means Meiser, Meisrus, Truma. Again, just like by Meiser Behema, each year is a unit in itself. So the year of Trumas and Meisrus for Lirakos is Aleph Tishrei to Aleph Tishrei. It still doesn't tell you what has to happen by Aleph Tishrei. Does it mean it has to take root? Does it mean it has to grow? Does it mean it has to be picked? That's another inyan. What determines? The Mishnah is just talking about what's the year. The year is Aleph Tishrei to Aleph Tishrei. But you still have to determine what makes it a plant of that year. Sometimes it's a third of the growth. Sometimes it's by a tree. It could be Chanota, when the flowering falls off and the little ball appears. According to most shittas, that's Chanota, not the Rambam, but according to most shittas, that's Chanota. And so most commonly it's by Yerek, we're talking about Yerek, it's the picking of the Yerek, the full growth and the picking of the Yerek determines the year, what year it belongs to. But the year is Aleph Tishrei to Aleph Tishrei. The Echad Bishvat Rosh Hashanah le'ilon k'divrei beishamai beisololayim and b'chamisha asar bo. So again, that means regarding trees, it means your trumas u'maisus year is Tu Bishvat to Tu Bishvat. What determines that it's that year's fruit is the chanota, when the ball appears, the ball that's the, you see the small ball, and from that it grows into a whole fruit. So that determines the, that's what determines what year it belongs to, but what's the year? So the year is Tu Bishvat to Tu Bishvat. This creates a certain anomaly when it comes to Orlov, because the sapling year starts in Aleph Tishrei, but then it's already not a sapling anymore once it's in its fourth year. So according to most poskim, you'll plant a tree by Tu B'Av, so that Aleph Tishrei becomes year two, because it's a netiyah, still it's a sapling. The next Aleph Tishrei starts year three, but year three then doesn't end at Aleph Tishrei. Year three goes to Tu Bishvat, and any fruit that the Chanoto was before Tu Bishvat of the fourth year is still called the third year fruit, and it's also Mishum Orlo. This is according to most Rishonim. It's really very, very complicated. There's all different cases, but this is the normative way of explaining it, which the Rav does, is that Linatiyah is a sapling, so Aleph Tishrei is the year, but once it's a fully grown tree, Tu Bishvat is the year. So year three extends like an extra 3 months. It doesn't stop at Aleph Tishrei. It extends to Tu Bishvat. And year four is from Tu Bishvat to Tu Bishvat. Again, what has to happen? Chanoto. You always have to determine 2 years. Two things. What's called the year? And what determines what year it belongs to? Okay. So that's Maestris, by the way. What year it belongs to is going to determine many times if it's Maiser Sheni or Maiser Ani. And there's also a din, as we have by Maiser Behema, that each year is taken separately. You can't be Mafresh Trumas or Maisers from year two onto year one, or for that matter from year one onto year two, or year three, even though it's all Maiser Rishon, or year one and two is Maiser Sheni. You have to keep each crop of each year separate. You can't be mafresh mishana lachaverta. So what's the shana? Tishrei to Tishrei. Or by a tree, it's Tu Bishvat to Tu Bishvat. Okay, Mishnah Beis, Barba Prokam Oilam Nidoin, Professor Chalatvua, Ba'atzeres Alperes Ilon. Right? That's not so. Usually people talk about Tu Bishvat being Rosh Hashanah Leilonos. So now we've just learned that Tu Bishvat is Rosh Hashanah Leilonos, Legabi determining when the year cycle starts. But the din is on Shavuos. Batzeres is the din in Shemayim, Alperes or Elon. Rosh Hashanah, Kolboi, Olam, Ovim, Lekonav, Kivnei Maron. There's three pshatim in the Gemara, what Kivnei Maron means. We'll learn it means, either it means sown, it means going single file, one by one. Either it means sown, or it means an army, marching. Shenemar Ayosu Yachad Libom, Amevin Okoma Asehem. Now you learn out from that pasuk that, well, first of all, you see in the pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judges people on Kol Ma'aseihem. But he does them together. You learn out from Yachad that although it's, you have to say Pshat in the Gemara, unfortunately there's no time for that now, but at the same time when you say Kivnei Maron, that it's one by one, and each person is judged as an individual, but Hashem does it all Yachad. He looks at everyone. He does it one by one, collectively. And you have to wait for the drasha and Rosh Hashanah to hear what that means. Uvachag nidonim al amoyim. That's very famous. Now, the Rishonim want to know, well, if a person is judged on Rosh Hashanah, so doesn't that include water and fruit and tefuah? And the simplest answer is no, not necessarily. It could be a din about if the crop will be good or not. And how will it affect this person is a whole different story. You could have a great crop and a guy starving to death. You could have a lousy crop and a guy having enough food to eat. There's nothing to do with one to another. Which is basically what the Rishonim answer. Although they say it much, in a much more complex way. Now, what was the system? The system before we had the Dover Beito calendar, right? So Adam used to see the new moon sometime after the Moled. That's what the Seches Rosh Hashanah is full of that. The first two Prokim are full of the Adam seeing the Levana. And they come to Bezdin, and Bezdin sends out Shluchim to tell people when Rosh Chodesh is, day number 30 from the previous Rosh Chodesh, or day number 31. So Al Shisha Chodoshim, for 6 months, Hashluchim Yosef, they would send out Shluchim. It wasn't like nowadays when we have to know exactly, it's 9:52 and 3 seconds. They were cool not knowing what date it was. You know, so you don't know what date it was. What's the difference? What's the difference if it's today or tomorrow, if it's the 14th of Kislev, the 15th of Kislev? Who cares? It doesn't matter in my life. I just have to know the days of the week. I have to know when it's Shabbos. That's all. What do I care? But of course, you do have to know for Yom and Taima. And therefore, by 6 months, they would send out Shluchim to inform. They didn't have cell phones. They didn't have anything. They sent out people. So they sent them out for 6 months. I'll need some to know when Pesach is. And we all know that they didn't always reach. They couldn't reach everywhere in 2 weeks. And the places they didn't reach, Taka kept 2 days. Because they didn't know when Rosh Chodesh Nisan was. Al-Av Nehatanis. They had this system even after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So they sent them out to know when Tisha B'Av is. Shavuos, by the way, it doesn't say, because Shavuos was never an issue. Shavuos is day number 50 after you start counting the Omer. So there was never a suffix when that is. It's not totally in the date. Al-El Nei Rosh Hashanah means they commonly made Rosh Hashanah on day number 30, because that's how it was most years. So even though Rosh Hashanah is not determined by Rosh Chodesh Elul, Rosh Hashanah is determined by Aleph Tishrei, but not since very, very few people could know when they decided Aleph Tishrei would be, because they decided it usually on Aleph Tishrei, and it was Yom Tov, how far could you travel already? So they usually kept Rosh Hashanah on day number 30 from Rosh Chodesh Elul. And that's why they sent out Shluchim and Elul to tell people when Rosh Chodesh Elul was, in order to keep Rosh Hashanah on day number 30, which is what they used to do since Rov times. That was it. They could theoretically find out they had made a very big mistake. Okay, that could be, but this is how they did it. Al Tishrei, the institution of 2 days Rosh Hashanah is much more complex. It's much too simplistic to say there were 2 days Rosh Hashanah because so many people didn't know when they established Rosh Hashanah. That's a gross oversimplification. In fact, it's also wrong, because they usually kept it on day 30. That's what you see in the Mishnah and in the Gemara. And most Rishonim say that they just kept it on day 30. Because day 30 from Rosh Chodesh Elul. Because most years it was like that. Then, of course, they would go out on Tishrei and make Takonos HaMoados to know when Yom Kippur is, to know when Sukkot is. Al Kislev, they would go out with Chanukah, Al Adar with Ha'Purim. Shoyah B'Samikdash Kayim, Yoytun Afal Iyor with Pesach Kodesh, that's Pesach Sheni as we know it. The Rishonim point out they still kept up the rule of 6 months because they didn't go out for Tisha B'Av anymore if it was a Beis HaMikdash. So it was still kept at 6 months. So 6 months is like you really want to know when Rosh Chodesh was. The other months, you know, it doesn't really matter. That's all. So maybe people would find out, word of mouth, people would know. But the Shluchim going out and the former system of the torches, and then they made it Shluchim because of the Shomronim that messed them up, that was only for 6 months. What? What about it? We're not talking about that. Yeah, the Gemara in Sanhedrin describes how they told. They would send out telegrams, mail. They gave it to runners. Mishnah Dalet, Al Shnei Chodeshim Achal Linus HaShabbos. We're not talking about the Shluchim anymore. We're talking about the Eidim that saw the new moon. They can be Mechal. You learn out from a Pasuk that they can be Mechal Shabbos in order to come to Beis Din and to say when they saw the new moon, and this establishes when Rosh Chodesh is. So the end of the Mishnah is going to say that when there was a Beis HaMikdash, they could always be Mechal Shabbos, because since there was a Karbonos, and you want to bring the Karban Musaf in its ideal time. Now really we learn out from Sukkim that Beis Din cannot mess up Rosh Chodesh. Because you learn out from a Pasuk that whenever they say it's Rosh Chodesh, That's when Rosh Chodesh is. If it's day 30 or 31. They can't establish day 32 as Rosh Chodesh. They can't establish day 29 as Rosh Chodesh. But 30 or 31, even if they deliberately say the wrong day, what they say goes. You learn it out from a pasuk. Atem afilu mezidin, atem afilu shregigin, atem afilu oinsin. But you really want to get it right, because you don't want to mess up your calendar. If you keep getting it wrong month after month after month, soon you're not going to be in alignment with the new moon. You're going to be like 3 days off, 4 days off. Not going to look good on your resume. So they always wanted to get it right. Certainly when there was a Korban Musaf to be brought for a Chodesh, so there was more of an inyan. Not ma'ake, because again, whenever they said it's a Chodesh, it's a Chodesh. But there's more of an inyan, an impetus to get it right, because you're bringing a special Korban. So you want to get it on the day that's supposed to be, so to speak, Rosh Chodesh. So when does the Beis HaMikdash, the end of the Mishnah, is going to say the Edom took advantage of the Gzeiros HaKosov, and they would always be, you learn that from a pasuk, you can be Mechal Shabbos to establish Rosh Chodesh when the new moon was seen. Always. Nothing with the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, Beis HaMikdash, no Beis HaMikdash. You could always do it. When the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim, they took advantage of this pasuk, because they wanted to get the Korban Musaf Rosh Chodesh on the right day. When there was no Beis HaMikdash, Chachomim will go there, and that's how the Mishnah starts, actually. That only Al Shnei Chadoshim Mechallelin as a Shabbos. That's a Din D'Rabbanon. No Beis HaMikdash, so it's just not that important. What Beis Din did when the Edom finally came is a subject of great dispute, whether they Lamafreya made the right day Rosh Chodesh or not. Heavy, heavy disputes. If you want to ever delve into the subject to a little, just a little, to get some feeling, so you would read the Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, and I recommend Aruch HaShulchan HaOsed also in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. And now Rav Chaim Kanievsky has like one of his Mach Mishnah Brurahs, I'll call it. There's nothing mocking about it. They're brilliant works. One of his Kamo Mishnah Brurahs is on Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. So you can actually learn Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh with a Mishnah Brurah type commentary, which Rav Chaim Kanievsky wrote. It's together in one volume, Hilchos Shekolim and Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. The name of the Sefer is Shekel HaKodesh, I believe. Anyway, so when there's no Beis HaMikdash, so they would only be Mechal Shabbos for 2 months. So these are the primary months, Nisan and Tishrei, because you want to establish the Yomim Tovim. And the Yomim Tovim are established in Nisan and Tishrei. So you want to get it right. Again, there's really no such thing as getting it wrong, because whenever Beis Din says it, that's when it is. But you want to get it right. I mean, you want it to match the astronomical reality. The astronomical reality. You want it to match. So that's why they kept the din of being Mechal Shabbos to tell Beis Din they saw the new moon in Nisan and Tishrei. One of the more puzzling, we assume at some point in history Hillel Hasheni came along and he said we can't keep going, because they kept up this institution of Edom and Beis Din way after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, into the times of the Amoraim. But then he said we can't go on like that, and he instituted the calendar. The problem, I don't want to say the word problem, one of the more puzzling things of accepting that story, which so many Rishonim say, is that it mamish doesn't say it anywhere. It's almost as if they made it up, like as a terrorist to the kasher, what do we do? It doesn't say it anywhere. It's very doubtful that the Rambam holds like that. The Rambam, when he describes the calendar and how it came about, he has a whole, the Rambam has his own shita, and there's no Hillel, there's no this, there's no that. It's like a whole different system. It's the Ramban. I mean, the Rishonim say it. It's just one of those puzzles. It's a very puzzling thing that it's not brought down anywhere. Like, you weren't going to say it. Okay, we'll stop here because I want to do the other thing. I don't know. This is the Sefer.